So patrons get first priority when it comes to suggesting scripts, and well, that comes after commissions and after things that I have already lined up. And Fernando had suggested Arachnophobia, and it looked like a fun script, and I always have a lot of fun with Monster Girl scripts. So yeah, this one was a lot of fun. I've never been a spider before. And the thing about Monster Girl is that they're not literally what they sound like. Like, this spider is not like, you know, a little tiny spider. She's like a woman with spider legs. She's normal size. She's got breasts. I'm just explaining this for people who don't know all about the Monster Girl thing, because I actually didn't used to know. And I used to be really confused by it. So, just so you know, that's what it is. And like, cat girls are usually like actual women with like kitty ears and maybe a tail. And it might not even be real cat ears or a real tail. So, just so you know. Now, I love playing sadistic characters. Well, I am sadistic, so it just comes naturally. And it's really, really, really fun. Especially this character who just likes toying with her prey. She has a lot of fun with him. So there's a lot of fear play. Really, she's not a bad person at all. And this one's actually Mommy Dom, which you don't know for a while until near the end. When the aftercare segment is when the Mommy Dom part comes out. And she's a very caring woman, and she was not going to let anything bad happen to him. But she knew that fear would help his arousal. That's one reason why she was biting him too. The pain play and fear play are big components of this one. And for me, that's stuff I like too as a listener. Fear play and pain play, so I'm into it. And again, it's so much fun to do. I love getting to be in control, and having all the power. Oh yeah. The sound effects were so fun for this one. I knew immediately what I wanted to do with the sound effects, and I definitely wanted to simulate the cave. I don't know if you've ever been in caves. I've actually been in a lot of caves. I don't know if that's a normal thing or not, but caves are really, really cool, by the way. If you get an opportunity, go inside of them, because they're awesome. But the one thing about caves that freaks me out is that it always seems like it could cave in at any moment. And when there are steps, they're really, really steep, because obviously they're man-made. And they're man-made inside of this thing that is not man-made. And it's a little scary, and it's dark, and yeah, so it can be scary. I've definitely been scared inside of caves. And they're cold. And yeah, she mentions the warm silk to keep you nice and snug as a bug in a rug. It's not a rug. So yeah, I definitely wanted to create that cave atmosphere. I like how there's kind of a twist in this one. Well, at first you think she's gonna eat him. Then she's like, I'm not gonna eat you. I'm not even hungry. I don't even want to eat a human. And we find out why she's doing the fear play and the pain play and all of that. And it's just nice getting to see her real personality at the end and how she's actually very, very sweet. I mean, she takes very good care of him. At the end, that aftercare is fantastic. And it's cool too, because there are places where I'm supposed to be quote unquote nice, but really, yeah, I'm not being nice at all. Well, that's part of the fear play, the whole condescension thing and mocking and, you know, oh, you poor baby. Oh yeah, just cry. Yeah, be a cry baby. It's okay. So it's fun getting to be like nice and pretend nice, and just getting to play lots of different aspects of her personality. It's nice to get to show an acting range. I always love getting to do that. So yeah, this was a really fun one. It's long too, it's 40 minutes. I did not expect that. I think my favorite part of this was probably the torture after sex, how she is causing a lot of pain to his cock. Oh, it's sensitive? Oh, your cock is sensitive after sex, after such a big orgasm? Here, let me twist it. Fun times. Again, I'm sadistic. These are the things I love. So thank you, Fernando, for suggesting this one.